You have just heard a piano piece from 1951 by George Ligeti, entitled Musica Ricercata, section number 6. This music pays tribute to a much older Baroque style of music. Welcome back to About Music, the Art of Listening. I'm Brian. Today we're going to talk again about musical fingerprints, which exist in all the topics that we've covered in the previous programs. In the last 2 weeks, we've covered the two genres of 20th century music, ballet and piano music. These two genres have illustrated all the main points, and the music of the 20th century is in any case difficult listening, so I will not be compiling separate programs for all the other genres. Today, instead, I would like to recap the styles of the last 350 years by using orchestral music and comparing the periods side by side. Listen, as always, for the instruments used, the overall sound, the texture, and the harmonies used. I've chosen four pieces for orchestra, from which I'm intending to play the first and the last movements. These are, from the Baroque period, Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1, from the Classical period, Haydn's Symphony No. 1, from the Romantic period, Schumann's Symphony No. 1, and from the modern period, Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra. We start with the first movements of each in the sequence Baroque, Classical, Romantic, and Modern. In the first piece, the Brandenburg Concerto, listen to how a small Baroque orchestra consisting of string instruments, wind instruments, and a harpsichord is playing a very intricate and elaborate piece with many different themes which are flitting between the instruments. Notice how the instruments are not blended but contrasted. The major and minor scales and harmonies are used. The music is cerebral rather than emotional. Thank you. In the Haydn Symphony, we also have a smallish orchestra consisting mostly of string instruments and a few wind instruments, this time without the harpsichord. But here the themes are far less busy, even though the music also moves at a fast pace. In other words, there is one theme at a time, supported by harmonies and accompaniment, and it is mostly focused on the violins. The wind instruments are merely supporting and blending with the strings. This provides a clear and straightforward musical line. The major and minor scales and harmonies are also used. The texture is characterized by a balanced and clear structure. During this period, composers sought clarity, order, and symmetry in their compositions, moving away from the complexity and ornamentation that we heard of the preceding Baroque period.
Thank you.
Now we come to the Schumann, and immediately you will hear that this orchestra is far larger with a much bigger sound. This makes for a richer and more varied palette of sounds, and while the string instruments are still the leaders, a big focus is on the texture and color of the individual groups of instruments, as well as the combinations of the instruments. The harmonies and scales used are still the major and minor keys, but the music is characterized by a heightened expressiveness and emotional depth. This is achieved by chromaticism, which is incorporating notes outside the traditional scales, and adds tension and emotional depth to the music, contributing to the more complex harmonic language. There is also a shift towards more subjective and personal expression in music.
Yeah.
fourth piece by Bartok is in the 20th century modern style. Listen for the departure from traditional major and minor scales, leading to a more dissonant and complex harmonic language. Bartok frequently uses multiple scales simultaneously. Try to take note how with different layers of sound he creates textures that contribute to the overall form of the piece. Bartok explores the full range of the orchestra, creating a rich and varied palette of sounds. Different sections of the orchestra are often treated individually, highlighting their unique timbres. Now that we've listened to the first movements of these works, I want you to listen to the concluding movements of the same works, and in the same sequence. See if you can formulate clearly in your mind what Baroque, classical, romantic, and modern sound like. From the Baroque period, Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1.
Thank you.
classical period, Haydn's Symphony No. 1. From the Romantic period, Schumann's Symphony No. 1. Thank you. From the modern period, Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra. That's the end of our program for today, but we will be exploring this again in coming weeks. Please join me. This is Brian signing off for this week.